Welcome to the newest 3DFFL, 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 3DFFL.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to... Oh, excuse me. Give me an opportunity to mute all the phones because at all times there is five or six different devices going off at one time, and we don't want that happening, you know, throughout the entire episode. Welcome, guys. Welcome to the 3DFFL. This is season two of the 3DFFL. This is the 3D Science and Sports Podcast. If you don't know, now you know. I am the D to the 3D Science and Sports Podcast. I am DIG, designed individually gifted. I am an artist for the realest underground entertainment. We work out of Falfurrias, Texas. We are out of South Texas. We are the bridge county between the RGV and the Coastal Bend. What's up, guys? Welcome to the platform. Welcome to my life. Welcome to my world. This is a sports entertainment fantasy football league podcast. So everything is different here, guys. We cover the fantasy football league, but we cover it and we encourage personalities. We encourage, you know, people to get involved. We encourage engagement. We want to do our best to build a community. This is the 3DFFL season two. There are 10 teams we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the league owners, and we're going to, you know, get into it. We're going to talk about the draft. The draft just happened, guys. I'm still hype about it. I'm still turned up about it. I can't wait to talk about my lineup. I can only imagine how you guys feel getting ready to hear about your lineup. So let's get into it, right? Let's talk about first and foremost. Let's talk about the people who are playing. We have two divisions this year. As you guys know, last year we had the West and the East. That was season one. As we continue to grow, as we continue to develop, as a podcast, as a platform, as the 3DFFL, you know, things are going to change. Things are going to develop. Things are going to get better. This year, our divisions are split into two. We have Zone 3 and we have Zone D. These are the two divisions that we will be covering. There are five teams in each division. We can actually just go through it right now. Zone 3, Zone D. In Zone 3, we have five competitors. We have Who Wants to Smoke, that is Dylan Turpin. We have Team Johnson, which is Kenny Johnson. Kenny, we strongly encourage you to find a team name, whatever that may be. Doesn't matter what it is. It could be your name, your brand, your business. If you enter as a brand or business, to everybody who doesn't know, if you enter as a brand or business, you will be promoted for 18 weeks for free on the podcast, just as a part of your entry fee. So if you are an owner of a brand, business, or anything, etc., enter that as your team name. And every time that we talk about your team name, your brand or business gets exposure, you know? So we have Team Johnson, Kenny Johnson. We have The Chosen One, Terrence Pryor. We have Goff Father 100, Daryl Brown. And we have Team Gucci, Slim Poke Gucci. Shout out to Terrence Pryor. Terrence Pryor is one that came over from season one, so it's really good to have you again, Terrence. We hope that this is something that we can continue doing this. You know, we are proud and appreciate having you a part of the community. We hope that that's something that you continue to do and continue to stick around with us as we continue to build. Hopefully in year two, you see some of the differences. Trying out a lot of different things, you know, so hopefully you can see any kind of difference, because difference means change. You know, so Terrence Pryor, Godfather 100, Daryl Brown Jr. We got Team Gucci, Slim Poke Gucci. As I talked about, those are the five teams that occupy Zone 3. The five teams that occupy Zone D are Lions fan Team No Smoke. That is Keith Dyer. And if I'm mispronouncing anybody's name in any way, send me a voice note through Messenger. You guys have me on Messenger at this point. And I can fix that. I can get that updated. We have Michael McMahon, who did that in year one. Let me know how to pronounce his name, and I got that. I got that fixed and figured out. Lions fan Team No Smoke is Keith Dyer. Team Knox, we got Jen Knox. Jen, we appreciate you. Thank you. She was the first one to pay this year in season two. She was the first person to make her payment. So shout out to that. You know what I mean? I feel like you deserve at least that for, you know, taking that incentive, that initiative. We got Team McMahon, Michael McMahon, also a returning player from last year. We got Showtime Dallas, Mary Williams, also a returning player from last year. And then, of course, we have the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast platform entering the league, also paid dues. You guys are going to have to take that money out of my hands because, hey, $1,000 is $1,000. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing these 18 podcasts for nothing. You know, I'm not busting this work for nothing. I know I say, hey, it's community over profit, but when we're competing, we're competing. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate you guys. Thank you. We got 10 teams in here. It came very much down to the wire. We were this close to getting 12 players in here, as you guys know. All of you were in the group chat where this was happening, so you guys know. Almost had 12 players, but to keep everything on the up and up, as Kenny Johnson was saying, you know, we don't want any type of irregularity. We don't want any type of uncomfort. Bro, we're trying to run a ship that people can believe in. We're trying to run a ship that, you know, there's enough scammers out there, man. There's enough scammers out there in the world. We're not trying to contribute. You know, we're trying to work hard to earn your hardworking money. You know what I'm saying? We're not trying to take your money. We're not trying to finesse you out of your money. We work hard to get your hard-earned money. You know what I'm saying? So we hope you enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? This is a different business platform. This is a different, you know, it's something different. So I hope that you guys come to enjoy it. I hope you guys think that it, you know, it's something that, you know, might benefit your life in some way. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it's just for fun, and that's equally as important. You know, so 10 teams. Guys, we appreciate you guys. We are playing for $1,000. That is what the payout is this year. We are going to talk about now the draft recap. So talking about the draft recap, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through the 5 matchups, and I'm going to go through the starting lineup. This is not going to be what the format is for. Or actually, what I guess maybe I'll just go through each team, I guess. Yeah, I'll just go through top to bottom. I don't know how long it's going to take. Usually it takes a little longer when the scoring is actually happening and the points are coming in. You know, we actually have to like, okay, well, this player caught this many passes for this many yards. This year, we're gonna shrink the structure of the format. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk about everybody's key players. But in this episode, it's going to be a lengthier episode. We're going to talk about top to bottom who everybody's picks were. Starting with, I guess, my lineup, right? Signs and Sports podcast, we had Jalen Hurts at quarterback, Derrick Henry at running back, Najee Harris at running back, CD Lamb at receiver 1, Mike Evans at wide receiver 2, George Kittle at tight end, Jerry Jeudy in the flex, Dallas's defense for special teams, Justin Tucker, the kicker. Now moving on to the bench, we got Justin Fields, New England's defense, Rashad Penny, Treylon Burks, Adam Thielen, Dalton Kincaid, and Deuce Vaughn of the Dallas Cowboys. I'm not mad at my lineup. I'm not disappointed with my lineup. I think I got a pretty good lineup. I don't often usually get set and forget lineups, but I feel like this is one that could possibly be a set and forget. Fingers crossed, you know, a lot of these players are in different places in their career. Who knows how it's going to end up? Who knows how it's going to work out? We'll see. A lot of ifs, ands, or buts, you know? So, Team Knox, we got Patrick Mahomes, Breece Hall, James Cook, Cooper Kupp, Garrett Wilson, Tyler Higbee, Rashad White, Buffalo Bills defense and special teams, and Dan Carlson of the Las Vegas Raiders. To complete out the starting lineup on her bench, we have Deontay Johnson, Isaiah Pacheco, Juju Smith-Schuster, Derek Carr, Zach Charbonnet. If that's how you say it, I don't know if that's how you say it. That's going to be tough for me the entire year. Charbonnet, I'll look it up. Jacoby Myers and Cole Kmet. The third team that we have is Lions fan Team No Smoke. Has Josh Allen, Christian McCaffrey, Kenneth Walker, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Chris Godwin, TJ Hawkinson, Kyle Pitts, Miami's defense and special teams, and Young Wei Koo. On his bench, he has Ezekiel Elliott, Brandon Ayuk, George Pickens, Javonte Williams, Kadarius Toney, Devin Singletary, and Zach Ertz. Team Johnson, Dak Prescott, Austin Eckler, Ramondre Stevenson, Jalen Waddle, DK Metcalf, Darren Waller, Amari Cooper, Baltimore's defense and special teams, and Jacoby Myers. And on the bench, we have Cam Akers, Marquise Hollywood-Brown, Cortland Sutton, A.J. Dillon, Antonio Gibson, Dalton Schultz, and Jared Goff. Next team we have is the chosen one. We have Terrence Pryor. He has Lamar Jackson, Dalvin Cook, Javonte Williams, Justin Jefferson, A.J. Brown, Pat Freiermuth, T. Higgins, the New York Jets defense and special teams, and Tyler Bass at kicker. He has Keenan Allen on the bench, J.K. Dobbins, Jahan Dotson, Elijah Mitchell, Jaylen Warren, Russell Wilson, and Geno Smith. To round out the bench, that is the chosen one, Terrence Pryor. Goff Father 100. We have Justin Herbert, Joe Mixon, James Conner, Tyreek Hill, Devontae Adams, Dallas Goedert, Drake London, San Francisco's defense and special teams, and Jake Moody for the San Francisco 49ers. To start out his bench, he has Tyler Lockett, Nico Collins, Khalil Herbert, Brian Robinson Jr., Sam Laporte, CJ Stroud, and Gus Edwards. Godfather, I think, being okay, one of the top scoring teams projection-wise on the week this week. Along with Kenny Johnson and Lions fan team No Smoke. Godfather has 123, Kenny Johnson has 125, Lions fan team No Smoke has 120. Showtime Dallas, 119 points projected, has Joe Burrow, Josh Jacobs, Aaron Jones, Jamar Chase, Deebo Samuel, Jake Ferguson, Mike Williams, Philadelphia's defense and special teams, Evan McPherson at kicker, and to start out their bench, they have David Montgomery, Brandon Cooks, Kirk Cousins, DeAndre Swift, Odell Beckham Jr., Jerick McKinnon, and Gerald Everett. We have team Michael McMahon with Tua Tagovailoa, Nick Chubb, Jahmyr Gibbs, Stephon Diggs, Calvin Ridley, Luke Musgrave, Alvin Kamara, Pittsburgh's defense and special teams, Cameron Dicker, and on his bench, DJ Moore, Jonathan Taylor, DeAndre Hopkins, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Aaron Rodgers, Samaje Perine, and Washington's defense and special teams. I'm not going to lie, that bench could be extremely deadly. I'm not going to lie at all. DJ Moore with Chicago and Justin Fields. Jonathan Taylor, once he gets either traded or figures out what he's going to do with his contract. DeAndre Hopkins, if he could stay healthy. Jaxon Smith-Njigba, first round receiver. Aaron Rodgers, brand new team, brand new offense, brand new opportunity. That's a good bench, but I mean, at the same time, benches don't win you championships, and you can't win a championship with a bench. But Michael McMahon, that's my boy, year two, season two. I have no doubt you know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? You have a plethora of options, of weapons to use. Do your thing, big dog. I look forward to seeing you in the playoffs. I look forward to seeing you down the stretch. We'll see what happens, right? Next team, and the final two teams that we have, is we have Who Wants to Smoke, 120 points projected, Trevor Lawrence, Saquon Barkley, Brian Robinson, Devontae Smith, Chris Olave, David Njoku, Alexander Mattison, New Orleans defense and special teams, and Graham Gano, the kicker. And on the bench, we have Christian Watson, Terry McLaurin, Deshaun Watson, Evan Engram, Sky Moore, Tyler Algier, and Tank Bigsby, for the Jacksonville Jaguars. That was Team Who Wants the Smoke. The final team projected 119 points, Team Slimpoke Gucci. We got Anthony Richardson at quarterback, Tony Pollard at running back, Travis Etienne at running back, Christian Kirk, Michael Thomas, Travis Kelce, Damian Pierce, Denver's defense and special teams, Harrison Butker, Mark Andrews on the bench, Miles Sanders, Mike Pittman, Raheem Mostert, Zay Flowers, Jordan Addison, and Brock Purdy. Okay, guys, that is the 10 teams. That is the players on each team. I'm going to go back and I'm going to kind of go through each person's starting lineup at the moment. And we're kind of just going to talk about, you know, week one matchup. We're going to talk about who's playing who. And we're just going to kind of have fun with it, you know. The first matchup that we have is the Signs and Sports Podcast versus Team Jen Knox. We have Jalen Hurts versus Pat Mahomes. We have Derrick Henry versus Breece Hall. We have Najee Harris versus James Cook. We have CeeDee Lamb versus Cooper Kupp. We have Mike Evans versus Garrett Wilson. We have George Kittle, Tyler Higbee, Jerry Jeudy, Rashad White, Dallas's defense, Buffalo's defense, Justin Tucker, Daniel Carlson. Not a bad team by Miss Jen Knox. I'm not going to lie. Good team, very comparable, very, very stout, very ready. It's going to be a competitive season for Ms. Jen Knox, I can tell you that much. Matchups number two, we have Lions fan Team No Smoke and Team Johnson. We have Josh Allen, Dak Prescott, Christian McCaffrey, Austin Eckler, Kenneth Walker III, Ramondre Stevenson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jalen Waddle, Chris Godwin, DK Metcalf, TJ Hawkinson, Darren Waller, Kyle Pitts, Amari Cooper. Oh, okay. I see you, Lions fan Team No Smoke, running the two tight end system. That's respect, bro. I mean, hey, don't get me wrong. People don't do it. People can't do it. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's not a method that most would advise that you use. But hey, if you're good enough, if you got the juice like that, go ahead and do your thing. But hey, it takes a lot, bro. So I don't know if that's what you plan on running your offense with or on, but TJ Hawkinson and Kyle Pitts wouldn't be the worst combination to try and do so. Kyle Pitts was going to be my pick. I think you were maybe one pick before me and you picked him, and I was just like, that was going to be my pick. But that's what I get for drafting a bench quarterback before I draft my starting tight end, right? At the same time, I think Justin Fields is going to be one of the best quarterbacks in fantasy football this year. So I'm not horribly mad or upset, but I am definitely disappointed that I missed out on Kyle Pitts. Okay, so TJ Hawkinson, Kyle Pitts, Miami's defense, Younghoe Koo, and they have Amari Cooper, Darren Waller, Baltimore's defense, and Jacoby Myers. Next matchup we have is the Chosen One and Godfather 100. We have Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, Dalvin Cook, Joe Mixon, Javonte Williams, James Conner, Justin Jefferson's Tyreek Hill, A.J. Brown, Devontae Adams, Pat Freiermuth, Dallas Goedert, T. Higgins, Drake London, New York's defense, New York Giants defense, San Francisco 49ers defense, Tyler Bass, and Jake Moody. That is the Chosen One and Godfather 100. Showtime Dallas and Team McMahon is the next matchup we're going to talk about. We got Joe Burrow, Tua Tagovailoa. We got Josh Jacobs and Nick Chubb. Aaron Jones and Jahmyr Gibbs. Jamar Chase and Stephon Diggs. Deebo Samuel and Calvin Ridley. Jake Ferguson and Luke Musgrave. Mike Williams and Alvin Kamara. Philadelphia's defense and Pittsburgh's defense, Evan McPherson and Cameron Dicker. Big fan of Cam Dicker, by the way. I was going to take Cam Dicker, but I ended up springing for Justin Tucker early. I think I drafted him 9 or 10 in the 9th round, 10th round, something like that. But, you know, it filled out my roster, so I'm not mad at it. Again, you know, if you have one of the top positions at every position in your lineup, you know, you can't really argue, which I don't. And I have a lot of holes in my lineup, but I need a, you know, Justin Tucker is definitely top at his position, you know, so... The last matchup we're going to talk about is Who Wants to Smoke and Team Gucci. We got Trevor Lawrence, Anthony Richardson. I can't wait to see what Anthony Richardson does in fantasy football. Really, really. Well, in the NFL period, in football period, but in fantasy football, can you say Cam Newton-like? Because I'm not saying he's going to be Cam Newton. I'm not saying he's going to be Rookie of the Year, MVP, anything like that. But, you know, he's a big body, fast. He can move. He can throw that ball. You know what I'm saying? So I'm super curious to see how he develops throughout the year and the quarterback he is in week 17 compared to week 1. You know, so Anthony Richardson, Team Gucci, that's a hidden potential right there. Trevor Lawrence, Anthony Richardson, Saquon Barkley, Tony Pollard, Brian Robinson, Travis Etienne Jr., Devontae Smith, Christian Kirk, Chris Olave, Mike Thomas, David Njoku, Travis Kelce, Alexander Mattison, Damian Pierce, New Orleans defense, Denver's defense, and Graham Gano and Harrison Butker. Those are the 5 matchups that are going and expected to happen in week 1. Everybody's paid. Everybody's ready to go. Guys, we're ready. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's go time. Like, we're in the league. We're off to the races. The draft is done. Everything's set up to go. Everything's ready to go. And, you know, it's go time, guys. It's ready to start, you know, really focusing in, really getting ready for week 1. And I know everybody else has tens of leagues that they're in, 5, 10. You know, I understand that. I have 2 of them, and we're going to cover both of them on this podcast. You know what I'm saying? So these are my 2 focuses. You guys are going to have to take that money out of my cold dead hands, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm coming for it all, you know what I'm saying? We only got 1 league this year, so I'm gonna come get that money. I want it as bad as you guys do, if not more. But that was the draft coverage of the 3DFFL season 2. Next thing that we are going to do is we're going to talk about the final standings projections. We're gonna talk about that now and at the end of the episode, guys. I'm sorry that I buried the lead. I don't know why I buried the lead so bad. I don't know why I buried this information so bad, but surprise, here we are. You know, breaking news. At the end of the episode, I'm going to go ahead and play you guys a song that is dropping on Spotify this month. In the middle or end of this month, it is called Nonstop by D.I.G. That is me, Chach with the Heat. If you don't want to listen to it, that's fine. You don't have to stay till the end of the episode. But if you do want to listen to it, you know, it will be at the end of this episode. And you'll get to hear that before it drops on Spotify. And before the official music video drops on Rumble. So yeah, we just finished going through everybody's lineup. Going through what the draft recap looked like. Going through what everybody's entire lineup looked like. So now what we're going to do is we're going to look at the final standings projections. We're going to see how we did. We're going to see how everybody else did. And let's take it from there. First thing we're going to talk about is who came in 10th, or who is expected to come in 10th. Team McMahon, 9th place, Team Gucci, 8th place, Team Johnson, 7th place, Who Wants to Smoke, 6th place, The Chosen One, 5th place, Showtime Dallas, 4th place, Signs and Sports Podcast, 3rd place, Team Knox, 2nd place, Lions Fan, Team No Smoke. And 1st place, Godfather 100. If I'm not mistaken, bro, I have Lions Fan, Team No Smoke, and Team Knox in my division, and Showtime Dallas. Oh, so we got heavy hitters over here. So Zone D is going down. I can't wait to see what everybody else is doing. What it looks like right now is Godfather is safely at number 1. Lions Fan Team is expected to finish number 4 from number 2. Team Knox is expected to finish number 2 from number 3. Signs and Sports Podcast, number 3 from number 4. The Chosen One, number 7 from number 6. And Who Wants to Smoke, number 6 from number 7. Everybody else is staying where they are. And again, guys, remember, the final standings projections means nothing. Absolutely nothing. It means absolutely zero. It doesn't mean this person's going to win. It doesn't mean this person's going to lose. It literally means that this is what the computer that is, you know, embedded in the fantasy football software thinks is going to happen, you know, based off of who was chosen, etc. But by no means does it determine your fate. By no means does it mean that you're not going to win if you do, you know, stick with your lineup, etc. Guys, we really look forward to this year. We can't wait to see how it goes. We can't wait to see how everything turns out. You know, this is just the draft recap episode. You know what I mean? So this is the draft recap episode. We're going to get better. Things are going to get more fun. Hopefully you guys get more involved. Hopefully there's more engagement in the future. But other than that, guys, we're wrapping up this first segment. If you guys want to stick around for the second segment, we do have the coverage of my personal league with friends and family where it is not for money. It is strictly for bragging rights amongst the people that I'm closest to in my life. So, you know, if you guys want to check out what's going on in DIG's personal fantasy football league, you guys can go ahead and do that. If not, guys, go check me out on Spotify at DIG. You know what I mean? We're going to drop this ad in between this. And don't forget also that we are going to be playing Nonstop by DIG at the end of this episode if you guys want to check that out. That is produced by Chach with the Heat, written and recorded by DIG, and mastered by DIG. That will be out on Spotify very soon. The official music video will be out on Rumble very soon. And if you want to hear it first, as you guys know, the 3DFFL, you know, so guys, we'll catch you on the next episode. We'll catch you after week one, and that is what we're going to do. So I'll talk to you guys on the next one. What's going on, guys? Welcome to the 3D Signs and Sports Podcast. This is the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Patreon, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. This show is brought to you and sponsored by Catering with Grace, Future American Leaders of Texas, and Mia Made It. Donations to this podcast can be made to the podcast's official Cash App, Real Deal 0423. You can join the 3D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Discord server on Discord. You can find us on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and on Rumble. For any questions or if you would like your comment to be read on the show, you can email us directly at signsandsportspodcast@gmail.com. Or you can tag us and ask your questions on Facebook at Design Individually Gifted, 3D Signs and Sports Podcast, or 3D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League. On Patreon, you can find us at 3D Signs and Sports Podcast. On Getter, you can find us at Signs and Sports Podcast. On Truth Social, you can find us at Designed I Gifted and at Signs and Sports Podcast. And on Parler, you can find us at Signs and Sports Podcast. Also, on Twitter, at True_DIG and at Signs and Sports, you can find us there as well.
I'm the dopest of the dopest hater. I know you know this. My style's still the freshest and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus. The paper is still the gold. Not for $1 million will I sell my soul. Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3D Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to the coverage of the league. This is DIG's personal league. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, guys, this league is straight up just for bragging rights. This is straight up. This is how this whole thing started. You know what I mean? This is how I came up with the idea of putting the Fantasy Football League on the podcast to begin with. Was just for pure bragging rights, you know, that way I could win, that way I could destroy everybody in my family, all my friends, and then I could come on here and brag about it, you know what I mean? But now we figured we might as well get a community, build a community, and you guys can watch me as I smash and destroy and stack everybody in the league, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to everybody that's listening, shout out to everybody who's still here. This is the league, as everybody knows, The first segment of this podcast is the 3DFFL. This is The League by DIG. And we're going to talk about the draft recap. We're going to talk about, you know, the 8 teams. Guys, we're shrinking it from 10 teams last year to 8 teams this year. We got new competitors. We got old competitors. We got new teams, new rivalries. And we even think we might have new divisions, like a switch up in divisions or something, if I'm not mistaken. But we're going to get to it. We're going to look at it. And we're going to do that now. But guys, at the end of this episode, make sure to tune in all the way to the end. At the end of this episode, we are going to exclusively leak Nonstop by DIG, produced by Chach with the Heat. This is the only place that you'll be able to hear it before it drops on Spotify and before the official music video drops on Rumble. Also, the official music video for Invested, produced by Chach with the Heat by DIG, is also coming to Rumble. And we also have Studio set to drop at the end of the year on Spotify. And we also have Superstar, a feature on Superstar by A2J that we, you know, are set to drop as well. So, and as you know, we got the podcast dropping for 18 weeks. So guys, we're nonstop content. We do not plan on stopping. You know, if anything, we're going full speed ahead. So continue sticking around because we're really out here. We're really doing this. And let's see how far we can take it. So in The League, we're going to talk about the teams. We're going to talk about the matchups. And we're going to talk about where everybody is expected to finish. So let's talk about the teams first. Starting with Design Gifted, which is me. Design Individually Gifted of the Realest Underground Entertainment. DIG, Team Design Gifted. First matchup, first week, surprise, surprise, I play my brother. That tends to be the case all the time. We're like the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants, week one. Design Gifted, Strange Animals. If you don't know Strange Animals, that's Steven Crowder, Louder with Crowder on Rumble. Go check that out for your conservative politics. Design Gifted, my roster is Justin Fields at quarterback, Kenneth Walker III at running back, C.D. Lamb at receiver, Tyreek Hill at receiver, Kyle Pitts, tight end, DK Metcalf, my offensive player, Minka Fitzpatrick, my defensive player, and I got a defense special teams of the Dallas Cowboys, and I got Cameron Dicker, the kicker, as my kicker. Aaron Rodgers on the bench, Breece Hall on the bench, DeAndre Hopkins on the bench, Mike Williams on the bench, A.J. Dillon, Odell Beckham Jr., and Ezekiel Elliott. That's not the best draft I've ever had because my running back is not really what I want it to be. If anything, I might make that change right now and I might put Ezekiel Elliott as my starting running back. But what do you guys think about Zeke? Y'all think he's going to be like a goal line back? Y'all think, my opinion is I don't think Bill Belichick goes and picks up Ezekiel Elliott to not do anything with him, to not have a strategy to use him. I don't think he's going to be, you know, the Zeke of old. But it's still Ezekiel Elliott. Justin Fields, Ezekiel Elliott, C.D. Lamb, Tyreek Hill, Kyle Pitts, D.K. Metcalf, Minka Fitzpatrick, Cowboys defense, and Cameron Dicker is going to be my lineup heading into week one against Strange Animals, which is the 3 to 3 and D Signs and Sports podcast. We're going to be playing week one. It should be an interesting one because his lineup is Lamar Jackson, Christian McCaffrey, Justin Jefferson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Dallas Goedert, Taylor, Frank O, the Jacksonville Jaguars linebacker. Sorry, I do not know how to say that. Buffalo Bills defense and special teams, and Brett Maher, free agent kicker. On the bench, we have Justin Herbert, trade piece. Oh, well, we're running the 2-quarterback system. You can very much do 2 quarterbacks. Guys, keep an eye on what the structure and the format of this league is because the 3DFFL next year will be changed to this format. 1 running back, 1 tight end, 2 receivers, and then instead of a flex, guys, I'm going to give you an offensive player so you get the option of either running 2 quarterbacks, you know, two running backs, or you could run, you know, three receivers, you could run 2 tight ends, your choice. But this is our custom lineup right here. This is the one that we've used for about 4 or 5 years now. And I very much want to translate it over to the 3DFFL. I know that there's going to be issues. I know there's going to be kind of like You know, people might not be very, very satisfied with that, but trust me, it is a beautiful, beautiful setup, and it's very fun to be able to have the option between two quarterbacks, two running backs, or three receivers. I understand the super flex with the flex and an OP. Not a fan. I'm not a fan of that at all. I don't like lineups that have too much going on. I like lineups that are balanced. And on this lineup, you have also the opportunity to draft a defensive player. So you could draft a defensive back. You could draft a linebacker, a defensive lineman, your choice. We'll talk about it, okay, throughout the year. I'm not going to make it and just spring it on you guys and just be like, hey, this is what we're doing. But I'm going to let you hear. I'm going to let you listen to all 18 weeks, see how it goes. You know, come up with the strategy, stuff like that. I understand. But this is our custom format, guys. The 3D FFL's custom format. Shout out to Notorious Streams. Shout out to Noe Diaz. That's our boy. That's a friend of the show. He's the one that, you know, introduced me to the concept. I believe his league has officially changed from this format, but mine isn't, okay? This league is going to stay what it is. And, you know, again, we might transition over in the 3D FFL. So pay attention, be ready, and just be prepared, okay? So, again, did I finish with his roster? No, I didn't, because I'm... I'm ADD and I get sidetracked. Okay, so he has two quarterbacks on the bench, and that's what led me to talking about the double quarterback system. Because I said there are trade pieces, but at the end of the day, having three quarterbacks, you still have trade pieces. On his bench, he has Justin Herbert, Dak Prescott, Rashad White, Jerry Jeudy, Michael Pittman, Max Crosby, defensive player, and David Montgomery. He's got a good team. I mean, he's got a bunch of established athletes, you know, fantasy football productive players. And I have a lot more, the Kyle Pitts, the DK Metcalf with the first round receiver coming in. Justin Fields, who's supposed to take over fantasy football this year, but is he? You know what I mean? So, but I have CeeDee Lamb. I have Tyreek Hill. You know, I got have the best defense in the league with Dallas's defense, you know, so things aren't horrible. Things aren't the worst. In matchup number two, we have Sleeper Nation 69. That is one of the new entries. That is my brother-in-law, Marco Cabrera. Everybody shout out to Marco. Sleeper Nation 69, his first year in the league. Should be interesting, you know, going up against Watts on Wax Off. That is one of my personal friends, one of my closest friends, Jose Torres, JT. That's my boy. If you don't know him, you're going to get probably very well acquainted with him over the years you hear about him for 18 weeks. All of these people, because again, you could go back and listen to last year. Bulk of the people in this league are still here. And that's what we like. We like continuity. We like activity. We like engagement. We like people that you're going to be able to actively trade with and et cetera, you know, so... Sleeper Nation 69, Patrick Mahomes, Alvin Kamara, Jalen Waddle, Mike Evans, Travis Kelce, DJ Moore, Micah Parsons, who's probably going to be the best defensive player in football and fantasy football next year. The New York Jets defense, Evan McPherson at kicker. And on his bench, he has Brandon Cooks, Brandon Ayuk, Shaquille Leonard, George Pickens, Javonte Williams, Deuce Vaughn, and Tampa Bay's defense, which that's not a bad roster. I mean, it's Alvin Kamara makes it look better, even though he's suspended for, I think, 3 weeks. But, you know, Deuce Vaughn is, I think, going to be an immediate contributor to the Dallas Cowboys offense. So you got something, you know, some sort of alternative. Watts on, wax off. Daniel Jones at quarterback. Austin Eckler, running back, Garrett Wilson, A.J. Brown, Evan Ingram, Tony Pollard, Roquan Smith, New Orleans defense, and Graham Gano. On the bench, you have Chris Olave, Travis Etienne, Aaron Jones, Christian Watson, Deontay Johnson, James Conner, and James Cook. Matchup number three, we have Team Quater Tots versus Team Airing It Out. Team Quater Tots with Jalen Hurts, Josh Jacobs, Stephon Diggs, T. Higgins, George Kittle, Deshaun Watson, New York Giants linebacker, Philadelphia Eagles defense and special teams, and Dan Carlson at kicker. On the bench, she's got Najee Harris, Tua Tagovailoa, Chris Godwin, Dalvin Cook, DeAndre Swift, David Njoku, and Russell Wilson. That's a hell of a lineup right there. That lineup is good top to bottom. Team airing it out, that's Notorious Streams, that's Noe Diaz. He's got Kirk Cousins, Bijan Robinson, Cooper Kupp, Deebo Samuel, TJ Hawkinson, Saquon Barkley, TJ Watt, Miami's defense and special teams, and Harrison Butker. On the bench, he's got Jahmyr Gibbs, Calvin Ridley, Damian Pierce, Alexander Mattison, Terry McLaurin, Drake London, and Pat Freiermuth. The final matchup, we got the reigning champion. We got Team Bro Dog. We got, you know, our champion from last year. Come Thursday, brand new year, you know, but still reigning champ has to be dethroned. But in the Discord, best believe we're taking that champ off your name. Come, we should take it off already because we already drafted. It's over. Your reign's done. But, you know, we will have to see if you can earn that back. We got the reigning champ, Team Bro Dog. This is Brandon Salinas. Rest in peace to RJ Salinas, brother of Brandon Salinas. Passed away last year, middle of the year. Brandon took over his team, abandoned his old team. You know, we deleted his old team. Marco took over that spot in the league. But playing under his brother's team in tribute, trying to win the championship for the second year in a row under his brother's page, is Team Bro Dog. And on Team Bro Dog, we got Joe Burrow. We got Derrick Henry. We got Jamar Chase, Amari Cooper, Darren Waller, Nick Chubb, Nick Bolton, New England's defense, and Justin Tucker. On the bench, we have Ramondre Stevenson, Tyler Lockett, Christian Kirk, Geno Smith, Cole Kmet, Michael Thomas, and Cortland Sutton. That is a good lineup. That's not a bad lineup. That's a good lineup. That is probably one of the more solid lineups in the league, at least top three that I've seen so far. Team No Fines Please, that's Jackie Ramirez, that's my cousin, also has a good lineup. He has Josh Allen, Joe Mixon, Devontae Adams, Devontae Smith, Mark Andrews, Trevor Lawrence, Zaire Franklin, San Francisco's defense, and Jake Elliott. That is a good lineup, I'm not going to lie. Expected to be, I think, top scoring lineup in the league. I mean, of the week, yep, 126 points. So, Team No Fines Please, we'll see how far you can get with that. As we know, he started 5-0 last year really hot, you know, kind of flailed out. But as I can see, learned from his mistakes last year, didn't draft the entire Indianapolis Colts lineup. And, you know, that's something. But I see on the bench, Anthony Richardson, Isaiah Pacheco, Marquise Hollywood Brown, Tyler Higbee, Pittsburgh Steelers defense, Miles Sanders, and Keenan Allen. Those are the 8 teams that will be competing in the league this year. What we're going to talk about next is we're going to talk about the final standings projections and where everybody is expected to finish. Starting with number 8, we have Design Gifted, which is complete and total disrespect, by the way. I don't know how this happened. I don't know how this ended up being the case, but I disagree abundantly and overwhelmingly. But whenever it comes down to the end, seeing that green line go from 8-1 is going to be a beautiful thing, and I am not upset about that at all. Number 7, we have Watts On, Wax Off. Number 6, we have Team Airing It Out. Number 5, we have Sleeper Nation 69. Number 4, we have Team Quater Tots. Number 3, we have Team Bro Dog. Number 2, we have Team No Fines Please. And number 1, we have Team Strange Animals. The former champions in this league are Team Strange Animals, your boy Design Individually Gifted, and Team Bro Dog. It's going to be interesting. Nobody is expected to move. Everybody is expected to finish exactly where they are, which, again, extreme disrespect, bro. I can't even believe it. I can't even understand it. I can't even fathom why they would do something like that. But let's talk about the two divisions. We got Candyland. We got the East Division, we got Marco Cabrera, we got Noe Diaz, we got Hermelinda, who's probably going to destroy that division all year, and we got Watts On, Wax Off, Jose Torres. In the West, this is where it goes down over here, this is Boomtown. We got Team No Fines Please, Jackie Ramirez, Strange Animals, Trey Signs, Team Bro Dog, the returning champ, the reigning champ, and Team Designed individually gifted the number 8 seed, the underdogs of the year. So we got Boomtown, which is the Western Division, and we got Candyland, which is the Eastern Division. I can't wait to see how everything plays out. I cannot wait to see how everything goes. The final thing that we're going to talk about, guys, we're going to talk about the matchups and we're going to talk about the starting lineups in comparison, how they comp, and we're just going to kind of, you know, quickly run through that before the end of the episode where we play brand new, never before heard Spotify single, Nonstop by DIG, before it drops on Spotify, before the official music video drops on Rumble, on the 3DFFL, you know what I mean? So we're always blessing you guys with new music, you know, exclusive listens, exclusive looks to different things, exclusive news, you know, bangers, bangers, bangers. It's all we do. So matchup number one, Strange Animals, Design Gifted, The Brother Bull, part one. We got Lamar Jackson versus Justin Fields, Christian McCaffrey versus Ezekiel Elliott, Justin Jefferson versus CeeDee Lamb, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Tyreek Hill, Dallas Goedert, Kyle Pitts, Jonathan Taylor, DK Metcalf, Jacksonville's linebacker, Pittsburgh safety, Buffalo Bills defense and Dallas's defense, and Cameron Dicker and Brett Maher. That's going to be, we'll see. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how it's going to go, but we'll see. Matchup number two, we have Sleeper Nation 69, Watts on Wax Off. Sleeper Nation 69 has Pat Mahomes to Daniel Jones, Alvin Kamara, Austin Eckler, Jalen Waddle, Garrett Wilson, Mike Evans, AJ Brown, Travis Kelce, Evan Engram, DJ Moore, Tony Pollard, Micah Parsons, Roquan Smith, New York Jets defense, New Orleans defense, Evan McPherson, and Graham Gano. We should guess. Week one, I mean, the first matchup, I'm going to win, of course. I'm going to go 18-0. Y'all already know the vibes. Y'all already know the deal. Y'all know what's up. I'm coming for my throne. I should have won last year. Gave it to Brandon. I'm coming back for it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to win matchup one. I think Watson Wax Off is going to take matchup number two with Marco. Team Quater Tots versus Team Airing It Out. I'll already tell you right now, Team Quater Tots is probably going to win. Jalen Hurts versus Kirk Cousins, Josh Jacobs, Bijan Robinson, Stephon Diggs, Cooper Kupp, T. Higgins, Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, T.J. Hockenson, Deshaun Watson, Saquon Barkley, New York Giants linebacker, T.J. Watt, Philadelphia Eagles defense, Miami's defense, Dan Carlson, and Harrison Butker. Team Quater Tots is going to win that one. And the final matchup, we have Team Bro Dog, reigning champ, versus Team No Fines Please, which is probably, I think, going to be a low-key, underrated rivalry throughout the year. Keep an eye on this one. Every time they match up, they're in the same division. Expect to see them about four times or three times. I don't know how it works, but this is going to be a banger. We got Team Bro Dog's Joe Burrow, Team No Fines Please, Josh Allen, Derrick Henry, Joe Mixon, Jamar Chase, Devontae Adams, Amari Cooper, Devontae Smith, Darren Waller, Mark Andrews, Nick Chubb, Trevor Lawrence, Nick Bolton, Zaire Franklin, New England's defense, San Francisco's defense, and Justin Tucker to Jake Elliott. Guys, those are the four matchups that we will be seeing. Those are the eight teams that will be involved in the league this year. You heard their lineups. You heard their starting lineups. Stick around throughout all 18 weeks and see how everybody's lineups change. You know, you could learn from strategy. You can learn different, you know, tips and tricks. You can see trades that develop, trades that happen, the way different teams go from worst to first, first to worst. There's a lot of different interesting little, you know, little things, little stories, narratives, and you know, lines to follow, man. This is a brand new type of business model. It's a brand new type of platform. We are covering the league owners like if they were NFL owners, and we're gonna see how we can do this. You know what I mean? All I know is I'm winning both of these leagues. So everybody be prepared for that. The 3DFFL, I won last year, so try to take it from me this year. You know what I mean? I'm going for the back-to-back. You know what it is. Everybody, thank you for tuning in to the first episode. As you guys know, at the end of this episode, we promised you Nonstop by D.I.G., produced by Chach with the Heat, coming to Spotify soon, but coming right now to the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast, where you can find us on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. Also, anywhere that you find your podcast. So thank you. Go follow us on Spotify at True. Go follow us on Spotify at D.I.G. Follow us on Rumble at Design I Gifted. And as you guys know, you can follow us everywhere else in the middle of this podcast. You can go and check that out. But for now, guys, we will catch you on the next episode. This is Nonstop by D.I.G., produced by Chach with the Heat. We'll catch you on the next one. We're out of here. City. Presidential for the Rolex, half a milli. Fourth quarter, every time, every line designed so gifted, they be written individually. And my lady gonna feel it, move like symmetry. Know the mission, how it goes, her bestie feeling me. Now I love her though, I gotta keep the G code. And she a freak, yo, Australia for the week, oh. Yeah, one time for my city. FAL the vibe, nighttime like Vice City. Yeah, one time for my city. FAL the vibe, nighttime like Vice City. Check the jacket, be like Becky Lynch, I'm feeling like the GOAT. Popping champagne with some baddies, baby, you already know. I just pulled up to your city, she said already I know. I got a plan for my city, she said boy, like the dough. Shut up, in the studio, nonstop, D.I.G. Designing, dripping, Perry Ellis got me like a king. What a dream, get the plane, jet, finding things. She heard the music, turn it up, and now she love to sing. In the studio, nonstop, D.I.G. Designing, dripping, Perry Ellis got me like a king. What a dream, get the plane, jet, finding things. She heard the music, turn it up, and now she love to sing. Underrated, she don't call me cause she know I'm faded. Tell me, baby, what's your definition of the greatest? I let the pen say, when I make it, I'ma buy something for Avery, Maddie, Emmy, celebrating. We the long shots, we ain't supposed to be here. Like we the lottery winners, like we the GOAT to this year. Like this is 2023, I feel like Jordan in here. Through the legs, when I cross you over, make that clear. Like if I gave it a year, would I be getting any closer, dog? That's something I fear, cause I gotta go harder. The pen don't need nothing, I'm moving smarter. Put my arm through the rim, when I rap, I feel like Vince Carter. This for my son, this for my baby. My music worldwide, man, this shit is crazy. I'm Mr. Worldwide, now I feel like Jay-Z. But I'm the one from Foul Tex, I'm feeling like McGrady. In the studio, nonstop, D.I.G. Designing, dripping, Perry Ellis got me like a king. What a dream, get the plane, jet, finding things. She heard the music, turn it up, and now she love to sing. In the studio, nonstop, D.I.G. Designing, dripping, Perry Ellis got me like a king. What a dream, get the plane, jet, finding things. She heard the music, turn it up, and now she love to sing.
Realist underground entertainment, T-R-U-E, hashtag that, True. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment, Rylo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the Heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J. Villain Vision Music, A2J. Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out The Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at The Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.
Superstar producer Chach with the heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the heat of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the heat of The Realest Underground Entertainment is the one that you need. The one that you need. The one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the heat of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the heat of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the heat of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Contact Chach with the heat of The Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the heat, on YouTube at Chach with the heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the heat of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rye Low of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Rye Low, Rye Low. Get at your boy Rye Low at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rylo361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe shop, anything from The Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rylo of The Realest Underground Entertainment, The Realest Underground Entertainment, The Realest Underground Entertainment. Do you feel like you could get to the next level of your craft? Do you feel like you own in your sport? Do you feel like you need to be represented, you need to be branded, you need to be marketed for? 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast would like to announce the Signs and Sports Marketing Agency. That is the arm of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast coming together with DayOneVibes.com, coming together with The Realest Underground Entertainment. Do you need a push? Do you need a media push? Do you need somebody who will have your back no matter what to make you feel like the superstar you are? Get with Signs and Sports Marketing Agency and find out how we could elevate you, how we could expose you to the next level of the sport that it is that you are pursuing, for the craft that it is that you are pursuing. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency. Coming soon, coming soon, coming soon. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency. Talent marketing, talent acquisition, talent branding. Signs in Sports. Signs in Sports Marketing Agency.
Yo, what it do, everybody? It's A2J of VVM. Hit me up if you need features, studio time. And if not, hit me up on a show that I just started. It's called The Shake Zone. I would like to see y'all there.
Are you craving something sweet? Do you love dessert? Are you tired? Do you not want to drive anywhere? Do you like delivery? Do you like delivered baked goods to your door? It's the future, ladies and gentlemen. We gotta get with the times and we gotta get with the efforts. Catering with grace, baked goods, delivery, and more is offering that service to you today. Call the number 361-474-3050 and inquire about information. to get your graduation catered, to get your wedding catered, to get your birthday catered, to get your niece's quinceañera catered, to get your Saturday night party catered, get your Super Bowl party catered, get your Sunday game day catered. We can do it all. They can do it all. Catering with Grace, 474-3050. That is 361-474-3050.